So he made a mistake. Even with one letter, he didn't read properly. So he had to make it up. The rule says the way to make it up is to, if he's happy to already do it. If he finished Aliyah, so he should read from that topic to the end of Aliyah, and another group took him after that. So after that, it sounds like if you forgot a topic in the beginning of the Aliyah, and they finished the whole thing, the whole thing over again. The Maitre, the Shasirin says that the Ikhir then is enough to read three stupid. Just if you're still in the middle of the Kriya Sathurim, you're home by the next Aliyah, better to be that way and start from that point and go onward. Shouldn't look like you're jumping around the middle of the Kriya. If he made a mistake in the truck, or the punctuation in the fashion that doesn't change the meaning of the word, then he does not say it over again. Or if there's a slight change, like you said, instead of Aaron, Hara, that's clear that this is Aaron, then it's not Ma'at. You know that Allah, when a person takes out the Sefer Torah and says Gadol, he says the Gadol has to lift the Sefer Torah up. And Shabbos lifts it up by Shema, and Mechor, and by Gadol.
And then no.
What?
And then no.
It doesn't say, you have a name to do it, it says to lift it up. It's one of the Rishayim that says, and very, very traumatic thing if you don't lift it up. You know that. Or Shaloh Yotam Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael. Simple pshat is means the person is not to the utmost to the Yisrael Yisrael. He's in a bad situation. But he's brought on high thought, doesn't have it properly, and also one of the Yisrael brings it in under the Yisrael. I think it's only one Yisrael, but